Good evening, folks, and welcome to another episode of the Positude Podcast. I am your host, Maggie Hart, looking forward to spending another week with you, sharing positivity, negating negativity, hopefully learning from each other, and just enjoying our time together. Last week, we talked about codependency and some really cool technological items that can help us to protect ourselves from the EMF radiation and also pollutants in our atmosphere. Hopefully some of you have tried those out to see how they work for you, and they've been extremely successful for you, because it's a struggle nowadays to try and manage your health and balance your emotions and deal with all the stressors just emotionally internally without having all of these outside influences adding to the struggles that you're already facing and the things that you're already trying to deal with. So what we want to do is eliminate all of the things that are affecting our mind, our body, our just general mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. And so we're going to go through things that may help and ways to make you feel better and different ways that you can improve yourself to be the person that you were truly meant to be and to be the person that can essentially be like Jesus. Having said that, this is not a prosperity gospel type program or anything like that. I believe that whatever you want to believe is okay with me, spiritually speaking, as long as you're not hurting someone else. Everybody has their own theories as to how this planet was created, how we got here, where we're going to end up, where we're going, what's in store for us in the future, positively or negatively or a combination thereof. That's a matter of your personal perspective. And I can appreciate that. Having been a sensitive person all of my life, I've been able to see some glimpses of what's going on, and I've been given some vital information that helps me to help others understand part of the process that we're going through here. And I need to tell you and remind you again that we are all inherently connected. We are all a part of a collective whole. And I need to stress to you again that lowering the vibration of the planet and living in a state of negativity is not where you want to be if you want to have this planet, your life, yourself, whatever you desire for yourselves and your families to be successful. Now, having said that, and we've talked about this before, I know that it's easier said than done. However, with the times that are on us, it is absolutely crucial that we all stay in the best frame of mind that we can, energetically speaking, at this point in the game. And it is a game. It is a game, whether or not some of you realize that yet or not. Essentially, it is somewhat of a game. And I know that might sound a little bit cryptic, but we have to look at where we're going as opposed to where we're at right now. We can be happy for the progress that we've made that's behind us and the steps that we've made to improve ourselves, but we still truly need to focus energetically on in the moment and then keep that positive vibration going to be able to propel us positively into the future. Because otherwise what's going to happen is essentially some of us are going to be left behind, stagnant. We're just going to keep reliving that same old miserable cycle of living that we abhor, that we detest, that we complain about every other minute of every other day, some of us, and sometimes every minute of every day, some of us, about how this isn't going right, this isn't happening for me, it's not working, I'm trying, I'm not hearing or feeling any benefit or positive response. When people tell me that, the thing that I really need them to focus on and the thing that I'm going to share with you is, even if you say you're being positive or you're trying to be positive, and you're trying to keep your head above water, and you're trying to keep a calm, rational demeanor about you, if you're not living in that vibration, if you're not constantly, or for the most part, and when I say for the most part, what I mean is, what we've talked about several weeks ago on the show. If you're not in a good spot and thoughts come into your head, you push them away and replace them with something positive. If you're not reconditioning your mind and using the neuro-linguistic programming techniques that we've talked about and just ways to retrain your mind from the books that I referred to and from my own personal experience as to what works best, then it's not going to happen for you. It's just not. As much as you say you're trying and as much as you say, I'm being so positive, but it's just not working for me, you're simply not living in the vibration that you need to in order for this to be effectful. And I understand that it's a struggle. I understand that it does take retraining of the mind and constant attention to when a negative thought comes into my head, I'm going to push it out and replace it with a warm, loving thought. I'm going to send positive energy out and I'm going to soak it in. All of these things that we've talked about are so important because right now we are on a vital timeline on the planet. Well, depending on what timeline you're on. I want to see everybody be healthy, happy, just in a great state of mind, in a great state of body, be where they want to be in life, all of that. But we're going to have some struggles before that. Now, going by the theory of the alternate timelines, alternate universe, and all of that, I do believe, because it's been proven scientifically, not to say that scientifically is everything, because we know that scientists and NASA, things like NASA are just a bunch of bock, but there is evidence to prove that these things do exist and that there are ways that we can shift our consciousness to move to a different vibration, possibly a different timeline, possibly a different dimension. All of these things we are capable of doing. We just don't know how to get there yet. And I feel as though when I'm constantly trying to help someone that gives me nothing but negative over and over and over, then that tells me two things. They're not going to change their mindset. And if I've tried and tried and tried, I need to just let it be and let them take their path. And if their path is geared toward one of self-destruction, that's not what I want for anybody. But what I've discovered in my life is that as much as we try to help someone, we know that they have free will to help themselves. We can lead by example. We can lead by trying to help them. But if continually it goes back to the negative, then they're not listening to you. And if they're not listening to you, then they're not wanting, using their free will to learn from you and to practice these techniques and to really absorb them into every fiber of their being to be more successful. And so kind of what happens in a case like that is it becomes a vicious cycle. You're the feeder, they're the taker. You're trying to uplift their spirits, they're going to shoot you down and be negative. Because, and that's just bringing your energy down. And so that's why at that point, we've talked about this before on previous shows, we need to step away, we need to separate, we need to come back to balance, and we need to not let anybody affect our energy that way. Because, number one, we can't fill from an empty cup, and number two, it's not doing us any good. So we can't have our goals and our dreams and our desires if we're living in the negative. And sometimes these things are placed in our path for a reason, as a lesson. And what I've learned over the course of my life is there were times that I was codependent. And there were times that I did want to help and help and help and help and help and help and help. And as a result, I became drained. I became withered up. I became dried out. There was nothing left of me but this shell, essentially. Because I allowed everybody else to take my energy and I allowed everybody else to bring me down. And it was at that moment that I realized what was happening that I said to myself, that's never going to happen to me again. I can be the best person I can be. I can help someone as much as they'll allow me to. But I'm not going to beat my head up against a wall when I get to the point that I feel as though I've put enough effort and time into trying to help a person change. It's their free will at the end of the day. There's nothing I'm going to be able to do about it. So I have to let them go and do their own thing. But that doesn't mean that I have to be part of that equation. And when I say that, what I mean is I have to protect my own energy. I have to protect my own life force. I have to keep myself on the path that I want to continue to go on, because that's where I want to be. And if somebody else makes the choice that that's not where they want to be, that's not my fault. And a lot of times what we see in personal situations is people try to allow us or make us feel guilty because we come to a point where we've had virtually enough and it's up to them to do what they want to do. And so for some reason, they feel as though we should continue to keep doing and giving and being that support system. We can be a support system, but we have to protect ourselves energetically. We have to be able to do that. And we can be a support system by setting some space and distance when it's wrecking our emotional system and when it's bringing our energy down. And there are people, and this is typically a narcissistic trait, that will try and guilt us into, well, just because I made a mistake doesn't mean, and if you really cared about me and you really loved me, then you would be here and understand that I'm going to make mistakes. And I'm going to, well, absolutely, that's part of the game, that's part of the process, that's part of a relationship in any aspect. Whether it be familial, loving, coworker, casual acquaintance, it's going to be that way across the board in any relationship. However, if it gets to the point where it's draining us and we've tried and tried and tried and that person is just not catching on, they're not ready. They're not ready. And so that's when we have to be like, okay, stepping back here. You work on your own self. You go through your own journey and see how that works for you. But I can't allow you to bring me down and mess up my journey as it was. If you're in some kind of a partnership or familiar relationship, if it's a sibling, if it's a child, you can't just say, you know what, I'm done, I'm over, I'm not doing this anymore. They're still going to be your family. They're still going to be your blood, you know. So you need to separate and forgive them and let them go in love. And in the case of personal relationships, it's truly my belief, even though I've said all of the things that I've just said, that a lot of relationships are just, it's so easy anymore to go and find a new partner, find a new lover, find a new boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, whatever, casual thing. It's too easy to walk away from relationships anymore and start something new and just give up on the other person. And I by no means feel that that is the correct approach to take. And I by no means feel as though that's the avenue we should be taking. Well, that person hurt my energy today, so I'm going to jump ship. No, it's not like that at all. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say here is that if you're putting in the time and the effort and the work and it's not shifting, then they need to learn their own life lessons. But that's not on the path that you're at necessarily. Or maybe it is. Maybe you two guys want to live in drudgery. And, you know, there's something to be said for venting. Venting's very important. We need to express our thoughts, feelings, and emotions to people that we care about and people that we trust. But it's not our job to be a full-time counselor. And it's not our job to be a full-time support system where you're carrying all the emotional weight in a relationship, or you're feeling as though you're getting tromped on and stepped down in a relationship. That's not a healthy relationship. Talking about things, sharing things, expressing emotions, absolutely. But at the end of the day, if you still feel as though there's 1,000 pounds of weight on your head and you're not getting anywhere and you're hitting yourself against your head against the wall trying to help this person, then you need to breathe and just, you know, get back to balance, separate your emotions, and continue on your positive path. You can't allow anybody to destroy that energy. Okay. Now, there are people out there that will say, and this is a slippery slope too, especially from a narcissistic tendency, well, but you were helping me and I need to talk to you about things that bother me. And so when I express myself to you, it's because I just need to tell you how I feel and get it out of my system. And I can appreciate that. We all need, as I said earlier, to vent our emotional outlets. That's what people who care about each other do. We share things. But when it gets to the point where it's totally negative and it's totally just toxic, that's not good for you. Why am I talking about this today? Because I've had a couple of people that have been long-term clients, family members, non-gratis people that I've done work for in the past. And there seems to be a theme this week of people trying to maintain a positive attitude and trying to stay the course and being pulled down. And a lot of this is due collectively to the energies on the planet. A lot of this is due to the technology that's out there, the 5G, the chemtrailing, the stuff that's in our foods, the people who have taken the jab, the people who have issues as a result of the shedding of the jab, people who have had sexual intercourse with people who have had the jab. All of that comes into play here. And then the frequencies that we're hearing on the radio stations, in video games, on television, all of that. These are things that conceptually I never would have dreamed that I had to worry about as a small child. Give me those days back, right? I was just telling somebody the other day, I want to be laying on the back in the sunshine looking at clouds and being totally trouble-free and worry-free. And if this sounds too woo-woo and too conspiracy theory for you, then I beg you to do the research. Look up Google patents for things like cloud seeding. Look up anything that you have a question about in relation to what I've talked to. And if you find the right sources, and trust me, there's been a whole lot of disclosure the last couple of years, a whole lot of patents that have been made public, you know, the information has been made rather more readily available for you to search from the public side of it. There's a lot of stuff out there that is in print, that it's written right there in black and white. This is what's going on. These are the things that the bad guys are doing, as well as the ritual work and the spell work that's being collectively done across the planet to lower the vibrations and to keep us in a sense of fear. And yeah, it's a sucky place to live right now if you're in that dimension, if you're in that environment. But it's not lost. You need to be able to filter all that out and say, you know what, this is just how it is. We need to survive this, and we can survive this. We can get through this together, but we need to work together to collectively help pull each other up to where we need to be. But then again, if we've tried and we tried and that's not working, you still need to continue your own path as far as maintaining that positive vibe, because you just can't fill from an empty cup. And it's, you know, when you have energy vampires that are sucking and leeching away your energy, then they're only going to soak up and use up that energy until there's nothing left of you. And then you can't help anybody. I've had so many clients over the years, and some of them morphed into personal friendships. And I have had some personal friendships that have morphed into a client-type relationship. And on both sides of that spectrum, there have been a percentage of psychic vampires and energy vampires. And in the beginning, my desire to help people was so strong that I would continue to help them. And I would continue to allow them to pretty much use my energy up. And I was so depleted and so drained and so tired and so frustrated that I had to learn, A, how to protect myself, B, how to back off and separate myself from a situation. There are things that really exist, ethereal cords and energetic cords that need to be cut at times in order for us to maintain our physiological, mental, spiritual, emotional well-being. And it does affect you physically. It does. When all you're getting hammered at is negative and negative and negative, you feel drained, you feel tired, you know, and that's typically me. Like, I'll yawn, I'm like so tired when that draining is going on. And typically it's in a case where I didn't put my protection on first. And so that's why we talk about the energetic bubble, putting yourself in a bubble, creating a safe space for yourself, and putting yourself in white light and in the armor of God, and knowing that the angels are around you protecting you, and putting all of those protection systems in place before you broach that situation. And sometimes it's hard, because when we're in the, you know, the moment, and we're talking to somebody that we love and we trust, and we, you know, we just don't think about it, right? We shouldn't have to protect ourselves energetically that way from people that we love and we care about, people we've known for years, people we've known possibly since birth if it's a family member. But you know what? We still have to do it. We still have to do it, because we just get used up otherwise. Yeah. So psychic vampirism is a thing. It is something that we should be concerned about. And it's definitely something that we should be moving away from in the times ahead. We need to be more positive and stay in that loving, peaceful vibration, finding our joy, keeping our joy, even if it's in, and I've said this a million times, the beauty of a tiny flower, hearing a bird chirp, watching an expression on one of our animals' faces as they show us love. Animals are an amazing tool for healing. Cats are just amazingly healing, as well as dogs, any kind of pet. But in the absence of that, there are so many things that you can utilize otherwise that will also help you. I work a lot with aromatherapy, and that's something else that I feel everybody should be utilizing right now, is different essential oils. And there are even some really cool natural perfumes out there that they just boost your energy. You know, the scents that are incorporated into these perfumes boost their energy. And did you guys know that there are actually perfumes and colognes on the market that have things in them that can boost and elevate your mood? Were you aware of that? That's how deep this whole thing goes. This is how much they want us to be controlled. And we have to look at this from both sides of the spectrum. We already know that because of the chemicals in our shampoos, in our skin creams, in our conditioners, in our deodorants, already have things that aren't good for us in them. And now we see that there are perfumes and colognes out there that are elevating our mood and boosting our mood. And it's just, we feel so good when we put them on and people smell them and go, oh my gosh, what is that? It smells so good, and they're smiling and they're happy. It boosts their energy. It would also stand to reason that there are things that are out there that are negatively affecting our moods and our physiological well-being, right? So you got to be careful with that. Look at both sides of the spectrum. But yes, there are colognes and perfumes out there on the market that are meant to elevate your mood, just like there are roll-ons and colognes out there, believe it or not, guys, that are meant to attract the other sex to you, i.e. they're things that are, they're copying pheromones, or they're putting actual pheromones into products, and these perfumes are touting that they will make you more sexually attractive. And while everybody's kind of jumped on the bandwagon with that the last couple of years, there are some out there that I'm looking at, and they're getting amazing reviews. You know, you can attract, you know, sexual partners to you. You can, men will go crazy and fall down over you, and then the reviews, my husband loves this stuff, I can't keep him off of me when I wear it. this is how deep this has gone. This is how far down the rabbit hole we've come. There are products out there that they are selling that are falsifying and creating moods with a synthetic or in some cases a natural substance. So, you know, but this is something that we've done for years using essential oils. We've been able to elevate our moves. We've been able to get rid of the negativity. There's a particular blend that I developed probably, gosh, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago. Actually a little longer than that, that I used with college students that were anxious for their finals and worried about their tests and just stressing from being away from their family, things like that. And these energies that were around them were affecting their, you know, their roommates, and, you know, just they weren't able to do their work, and it became kind of a snowball effect. And so this product that I developed of essential oils helps with anxiety, helps with getting rid of negativity, helps to put you in a more positive state of mind, and helps to elevate the mood, and also helps you to be able to concentrate. And there are a couple of mixtures. One helps you concentrate more, one relaxes you, and then I have the combination of both. So if you're interested in purchasing any of those, you can get a hold of me. It's Maggie_Hart@outlook.com. And there are formulas that you can look up on the internet of essential oils that can help you to, you know, decrease anxiety and to help you sleep. Lavender is amazing for helping you to relax and sleep and just calm down. There are many oils, purification oils, just in your home. I've made my own cleaning products, a lot of them for years, using, there's an oil out there called Thieves. I think Young Living trademarked the name, but there's a lot of different derivatives out there from different companies. I make my own Thieves blend. And that, and with a combination of colloidal silver, kills any germs, gets rid of the grossness, but also if you like those scents, can help to elevate your mood. But your house smells clean and fresh without all of those chemical compositions of cleaning products. And that's something else that we need to be aware of, is the cleaning products, the toxins in the cleaning products and in those scented plug-in air fresheners and the scented candles. They are known not only to cause the most amount of fires in houses is from those plug-ins, but they are known carcinogens in their ingredients. And that's not something that anybody should be using in their home, especially if they have children. Find an alternative route. Use sachets, burn essential oils, do the soy-based, naturally derived, i.e., pure essential oil candle tarts. Those are ways to scent your home that will not be harmful for you. And at the same time, depending on the components involved, they can purify your home, they can kill germs, they can elevate your mood, they can relax you and help you sleep. Any of those things, based on the oils that are contained within, those are definitely healthy alternatives. Please utilize those instead of going to the store for a Glade or a Airwick or whatever those things are that are known to cause cancer and other things. When we look at maintaining our health, we need to take it from a whole perspective. We need to watch what we're putting into our body. We need to watch what we're breathing in. We need to watch what we're looking at. We need to watch what we're listening to. All of the above. We've talked so many times before on my shows about phones. I make a lot of people aggravated by using earplugs. But there are, you can do speakerphone, which that makes it very, very hard because there's usually a lot of feedback. But I don't at all recommend the earbuds. I don't recommend at all putting a phone. My daughter used to do this, used to drive me crazy. The kids were putting their phones inside their bras instead of carrying a purse or putting the phone inside your back pocket. You are getting the feedback from all of the bad things from those technological devices, your computer. You have to research this. We talked last week about 5G in the home and the you know, just the airwaves that are coming into the home from smart meters. These are things that we need to be aware of and protect ourselves from, because they are all negatively affecting our bodies, our health, our minds, and our spirit. I gave you a couple companies or a few companies last week that help you to protect with the phone, but don't hold the phone up to your ear and talk. Use earbuds. There are products out there on the market. There's on Instagram, I think it's called Wellness Tech Mama or Wellness Tech something. But just do your research. There's a woman out there that she tells you different tips and ways to protect yourselves and your families from these things. And there are some inexpensive items that you can buy. I did have the little round disc that goes on the back of my phone. When I changed out phones, my bad, I didn't put the sticker on the back of the case. And I need to do that. So in lieu of that, I do use the earbuds as much as I can. And also, there are stones, there are natural crystals that are out there that you can put on your computer and space around your home that will get rid of some of the bad energy. Now, having said that, a lot of people would say to me, well, that's a New Age approach. Crystals are New Age. But you have to look at the essence of the crystals and where they came from. They came from Creator Source. They were put here on the planet to help us. These are technologies that were utilized thousands of years ago. They were effective for people then, and they're even more effective in some cases for people now, because obviously back then, cell phones weren't a thing, computers weren't a thing. Creator Source provided us with a lot of the tools that we need to combat all of the things that we're facing now, or a lot of the things that we're facing now, because 5G, obviously, you know, but that we can use that are very, very, some of the things we can just find in nature, we don't have to purchase them, but are very inexpensive should we need to or want to purchase them to help ourselves and our bodies align. Sunshine, resting, being in nature, being barefoot outside, being able to ground with the earth, listening to the sounds of nature is a natural, relaxing, healing thing. Putting our backs up against a tree. If we're not able to be in an environment where we're surrounded by nature, we can bring nature into our home, whether it be synthetically in the form of artwork and pictures and sculptures, or simply going out and grabbing a handful of acorns or some branches, or bringing in an abandoned bird nest. Not that I recommend that, because another birdie may want to make that their home at some point. But using the essential oils, using the crystals, bringing in even just a little mason jar of dirt and running our hands through the dirt, working with soil, with houseplants. We've talked about that last week, that naturally purify the air. Houseplants are extremely beneficial, not only to our breathing environment, but to our moods. And again, it's been scientifically proven that we're even all connected with that. If you go and Google studies that have been done regarding plants in nature and how when they're sung to, when they're talked to in a positive mood, they thrive and they grow and they're healthy and they're happy. When we play music for them, certain types of music and frequencies, and then we go into all of that and tuning forks, which is something that we've talked about, all of these are things that you should be utilizing to help you get to where you want to be. Exercise is extremely important, guys. We gotta be exercising on a regular basis. We have to be doing something physically. Even if it's standing at your desk, what I used to do is I would stand on my desk. I had a corded headset, and I would walk around the office while I was on the phone, while I was filing. I would stand at my desk, and instead of typing on the computer sitting down, I would take frequent breaks where I would stand and type for a while, or I would do squats at my desk, or move my legs, move my ankles in circles, move my wrists, stretch my neck, do neck circles. Make sure that the chair that you have is ergonomically correct. Make sure that if you're using a mouse pad, that you have something that protects your wrist from carpal tunnel. And do those just while you're sitting on the phone. Do neck rolls. Do eye rolls. Do all of the things that help to relax your body and bring you back into focus. And also, there are many, many methods that you can employ sitting at your desk that help to bring you back to balance and that help to keep the energy flow going. Things like tapping. There's a lot to be said for tapping. There's a lot to be said for sitting on your in your desk with your knees on the floor and just tapping and getting the energy flowing to different parts of the body, and also doing mini meditations while you're on hold. All of those things will help to carry you throughout your day and help to keep you at balance or bring you back to balance, especially if you're in a frustrating situation at work. Bring some things to work like plants. Play soft music in the background. Burn some essential oils. Scentsies are a wonderful thing. They're plugins. In that they're not a plug-in air freshener, but you plug them into the wall. And they can, you know, they heat up and the candle tart or the oils spread through the air. I use the ones that run on candles too, but I won't use those in a public setting, obviously. It's not safe in a work environment, but bring yourself a Scentsy to work. They sell them at Walmart, the knockoffs, for like $8, $10. I'm going to take a short musical break here for a moment. The music for introductory and exit music on my shows is from my good buddy Pat Carr. He's an amazing original artist from Louisiana. You can reach him at http://www.itunes.com/Pat Carr. He's on SoundClick, he's on Reverb Nation, he's on YouTube, he's all over the place. Please check him out, support his music, and tell him Maggie sent you. Also, I have some music from my good buddy Barry Cooney that I'm going to play today. Barry's also an amazing original artist who does it for fun on the side, and he doesn't have a webpage or anything. But if you get a hold of me and want to let me know, I can see if it's okay to get you his email, and maybe he'll provide you some music. But or just let me know that you like him, and I'll send along the email to my good buddy Barry. But I have a lot of music that I'm contracted with. It's just not conducive to the show. Pat Carr's stuff is just amazing. He's great. Barry's as well. I love to use Barry once in a while. So just please help me to help appreciate local and original artists. Listen to some original music. You know, there's so much out there. So much content is being put out there that's absolutely wonderful to listen to. And instead of using the canned CDs and listening to the stuff that you've been listening to for years, give yourself a treat and try something original. You might be pleasantly surprised, and support these local artists that are struggling and that are depending on you for their survival. Right? Let's all help each other. So check out the original artists out there. In the meantime, we'll be back after this break. But before this, I just want to ask you to please, if you can, support the network. Jump on the main page if you feel so inclined. We'd appreciate anything that you can provide to us, whether it be just a cup of coffee or, you know, $20, because we are totally listener funded and we depend on this in order to be able to bring you these wonderful shows and comments. Check out the other shows on the page. There might be something else that you'd be interested in listening to. And, you know, consider, if you have your own business, maybe being a sponsor on the network. It's a great way to be able to promote your business and support us at the same time. If you don't have a professional commercial and you still want to be a superstar by helping us on the network and promoting your business, get a hold of the owner. I'm sure he and the producer can put something together for you that will be absolutely awesome. And you can pick it on my show. You can pick it to play on the network in general. So see what works best for you, but any help is appreciated. We'll be back right after this.
Yeah. Way out on Thunder Island, dirty the man with a voice like a roar. Well, he'd just as soon blow your head off if you put your foot in his door. Well, this man never smiled in the daytime, 'cause he hated his toothless grin. And everyone said he was a devil, he had a face that was worse than sin. One night in my boat, it was stormy, and the waves pounded all around. Then I saw a light in the distance, and I thought it was a nearby town. So I turned my boat in its direction, but a wave came over the side. And if not for a hand out of nowhere, well, I know I'd have surely died. Next thing I saw was the sunshine, but I've never seen this place before. As I got up and looked through a window, a huge man walked through the door. He said, well, you've been here for 3 days, but I can see that you're feeling fine. You're lucky I got you out of the water, or son, you would have been in a bind. He fed me up at the table, and we talked many things. And I knew he was a good man, except for his toothless grin. Well, he took me back to the mainland. Well, I owed this man my life. I said, how can I repay you? He said, just meeting you was nice. I told the town my story and how they got this old man wrong. And so we all chipped in at the dentist, and we sent him some teeth to chaw. Now if you're ever out of Thunder Island, you hear a man with a voice like a roar. It's just his way of being friendly. He's saying, hey son, come up to shore. Well, I'll feed you up at the table, and I talk many things. And don't you ever be scared, boy, 'cause he sure has a lovely grin.
And we're back. Thank you for joining me for the second half of the Positude Podcast. I am your host, Maggie Hart. And you just listened to Thunder Island by my good buddy, Barry Cooney. Please let me know if you liked his music, and I'll pass the message along to good old Barry. Hi, Barry. I hope you're doing well and hope everything's fine with you. Also, if you need to get a hold of me and you need some spiritual or emotional healing or deliverance work, or you want to take a class with me, Maggie_Hart@outlook.com. That's Maggie, M-A-G-G-I-E _Hart@outlook.com. Please hit me up. Let's talk, let's chat, and set up an appointment to get you feeling better and in the right space. Continuing on for the second half of the program, we were talking about some alternative natural methods of ways to make you feel better and ways to heal. Sound healing technology, and sound bowls in particular, is something that has positively skyrocketed on the internet the last, probably, I'm seeing it more 3 months, but it's been for a while now. Seems like everybody and their brother is going out and buying some sound bowls and experimenting with sound healing. And you know what? I think it's cool. I've had a sound bowl for a really long time. I haven't used it in a while simply because I've been drawn toward the energy that I get from the tuning forks. For me, they're just more compact and easy to carry around, and they work very well. But sound bowls are definitely something that you can look into that will help to alleviate stress and help with healing the body in a holistic manner. If it's something that you want to check out, just simply look on the internet for different sources. There's a company called Temu, T-E-M-U, that I don't get paid to do their advertising for, but their products are pretty cheap, and they look to have some pretty decent quality bowls on there if you want to check them out. So going back to crystals in particular, there are many different types of crystals that you can use for pretty much anything, depending on what it is that your little hearts desire. But in particular for the energy from EMF, are a plethora of sites that you can look up on the internet. I just happen to go to crystalsalchemy.com because it has most of the ones that I use. But these are natural stones that you can buy that help to protect you and your body from EMF frequencies and just bad energy in general, even if it's negative energy from a person. And we'll see that as I go through some other lists of stones for healings, that these will cross over. So you may be able to pick up, you know, just four or five of them and have them generally work for your needs if you're interested in crystal healing. But the first one is hematite, and hematite is known for its protection from negativity and actual shielding from spell work as well. But it's got a high iron content, about 70%, and it's a shiny metal. It kind of looks like a magnet. It's a sentinel standing guard against the invisible waves that flow from your gadgets, says crystalsacademy.com. That's definitely one that I would have in my arsenal. It's grounding as well, which is great for anxiety and things like that. And then the next one is black tourmaline, which is also something that I've used for years. They're saying that black tourmaline is a great shield for EMS, and that also is a protective, or has been used through the ages as a protective talisman against witchcraft and spell work, and it is helpful in negativity, so that's a good one as well. Then we have next on the list shungite. Shungite is something that's really taken over the market in regards to EMF technology. Seems like every website out there has some sort of shungite pyramid or sticker or medallion, something like that. And it's very, very helpful for protection against EMF. The fourth is pyrite. Fool's gold, which is also, again, helpful against deflecting negativity in general. The nickname for it, you may have heard of it, is called fool's gold, and it's been used for centuries. It's just a really pretty stone, and it's very effective. Citrine, which also helps to calm and soothe the body, and in some cases heal the body, in my perspective. Citrine is good against protecting from EMF technologies. Generally, it's been used for grounding, so also a multi-purpose stone, as all, if not many of these are, but in my opinion, all of them. Rose quartz is the next one. That is the true love stone. It's a gentle, gentle energy that helps to bring in the feelings of love and just calms you down. And it's just an amazing stone. It's also very pretty, a pink pretty stone. They make them in hearts. They make them rough. You can get these stones polished. They're not very expensive. Just shop around. And if you need some, contact me, because I do have a store of a lot of these in stock. Amazonite. Amazonite is also a great stone for a lot of reasons, but they're saying that that's effective against EMF. Rainbow fluorite. Rainbow fluorite's a really pretty stone, different shades. You hold it up to the light and it's like a rainbow. It just changes colors. It's amazing. I love that one. Terminal linated quartz, your amplified guardian against EMF, it says. So that's a quartz that kind of looks like a snow quartz, but it's got these little black striations and marks in it. Also supposed to be good for EMF protection. Lepidolite. the personal oasis of calm, the article says, yes, lepidolite is also a very nice healing and calming stone, and they're saying it's good for EMF radiation. Smoky quartz. Smoky quartz is another one that throughout the years has been really beneficial in just getting rid of negativity and protection from negative energy and spell work, and also in this aspect for EMF protection. Zebra jasper is really unique in quality. It does kind of look like it has zebra-like stripes throughout it. It's also a milky quartz kind of looking, with these black stripes that go throughout it. So zebra jasper is another one that they recommend. And then they give you a bonus, Orgon Pyramid, your modern ally in EMF harmonization. Orgonite and Orgon is something that's been used for years in the natural healing sect, and also in the New Age sect. You can buy those anywhere, but you can make your own. I've made my own for years. They're simple to make. The resin is kind of smelly. It takes about a day for me to dry it. But I find that it's nice for me because I'm able to put my own stuff in it, and so therefore I know the power that comes from it. But you can shop around. There are really pretty pyramids out there. Support your local businesses on Etsy or another home-based site, although I feel as though sometimes their site is a little expensive. But shop around and see what you can come up with. And all you want to do is put them in your space. You can set them on your computer, you can set them on your phone stand, you can set them around the house, but it's important in the EMF protection sense to put them on your computer or on your phone, near your 5G cell phones, shungite next to your router, or hematite by your computer, they recommend. And you have to regularly charge and clean these crystals. How do you do that? Very easily. You can do it a couple of different ways. You can run them under natural running water. So if you go to a brook or a stream, you can cleanse them that way. The easiest way is just to set them on a windowsill or out in natural sunlight for a day. That'll cleanse them. Another way to do that is to take natural sea salt, put that in a bowl, and it should be something that comes from the earth, i.e. a clay bowl rather than a Tupperware bowl. And set the salt in the stones, and then set the stones inside the salt and leave them there overnight, and that'll cleanse them as well. If your stone breaks, it's popularly recognized that if your stone breaks, that means that it's collected and absorbed all of the energy that it can, and so therefore once it breaks, it's no longer useful. So what you can do is, The respectful way to get rid of those is to throw those in a brook or a stream or some kind of natural running water, or to bury them into the ground so they go back to the earth. Since we're on the subject, there's an article from Energy Muse that has most of the ones that I like as well, so we'll share that. For focus and clarity, crystals you can use are pyrite, and again, you'll see some crossovers with these, hematite, black tourmaline. The two best for focus and clarity, according to them, are clear quartz and selenite. Selenite's an awesome stone. You don't want to get it wet, though, because depending on where it's mined from, it's a very soft stone, and if you get it wet, it tends to kind of disintegrate. Lapis lazuli, which is for inner wisdom as well, and azurite. Healing crystals that can help you if you're a recovering addict from either drug or alcohol. There are a couple on here that I thought were really cool, and also that I've used in that type of work before. So you can, the article is, let's see, this one is Healing Crystals for Recovering Drug and Alcohol Addict by Tranquil Shores. For alcohol, they recommend amethyst, which is an amazing all-purpose stone, also for calming and clarity and healing. And celestite, which is typically known as an angel stone. So those might be helpful for you. For marijuana, they recommend carnelian. Carnelian's an amazing stone. Also, if you're a lady and you suffer from monthly cramps, you can take that stone and lay it on your abdomen. And believe it or not, it does help with the cramping and helps to calm and soothe you. Sometimes it'll even put you to sleep. The Egyptians, it says here, used many different stones, lapis lazuli, peridot, malachite, emerald, garnet, and tiger's eye. Those are also very popular healing stones. So depending on what you're trying to heal or what kind of energy you want to bring in, you might want to experiment with some of those as well. To protect you from negative energy, you're going to see that a lot of these cross over as well. Amethyst, number one. Selenite, number two. And then we have black tourmaline, obsidian. Obsidian is amazing as well for protection. Black onyx, also one I've used for years. All of these are great. Pyrite, there's the pyrite again. Clear quartz again. Moonstone. Moonstone's an amazing stone. Also has a translucent quality too. I love to stare into it. It's a beautiful, beautiful stone. Citrine again. Rose quartz again. Hematite again. And finally, from MBG, 15 calming crystals and how to use them for stress relief. It's indbodygreen.com is that article. And these are also a lot that I've used before. And you'll see some crossovers. Selenite, amethyst, aquamarine, blue lace agate, also a very pretty stone. Rhodonite, very pretty as well. Shungite, angelite. Angelite, I absolutely adore. Celestite, moonstone, lapidolite, black tourmaline, fluorite. Fluorite comes in many different colors. A very pretty one as well. Tiger's eye. That comes in a gold and also a blue. Lapis lazuli and smoky quartz. So there you go. There are some stones if you're into that or just want to try. You can, you know, they're just really pretty. Even if you don't feel as though they help you energetically, just to buy them and place them around your home to give you something to look at that's different and pretty and of nature. Something that you can use to hold in your hand to stare at, to try and develop concentration for meditation even, is a good way to use a crystal. But the article that we talked about, blocking from EMF radiation, again, Father and Creator, that creator energy put these things on the planet for us to utilize, and people have been using them for centuries because they are effective. I always revert back to my childhood days and that show Land of the Lost, where the Sleestaks, and there was the one head Sleestak who always used crystals to be able to power up his stone computer terminal and open up doorways and gateways. There's a lot to be said for nature's gifts and the powers that are contained within them. This is all hidden technology, just like we talked about the copper in gardening on so many of my shows before, and how beneficial copper is to your garden and your vegetables and keeping bugs away. Look this stuff up, please. Do your research. So essential oils, sound bowls, tuning forks, rocks. For some of you that may not be used to these types of things, it may sound a little crazy, but what's the harm in just trying it and opening yourself up to new things, to new sounds, to new pretty things to look at? I'm a shiny girl. I love my sparkly things, and having pretty crystals around the home is just an amazing way to help me feel at peace, and I'm hoping that these things work for you as well. We're already out of time. This hour goes so quickly. Thank you all for listening. One final word is we are able to utilize the power of the mind. Please practice with that. You've heard me say for years that we don't need tools. It's all inside of us what we need. And as a general rule, that is so true. However, sometimes some of us need a little bit of reinforcement or help while we're getting to that level. And it's just nice to have them around for kind of extra added benefit. However, in the case of the EMF, I absolutely feel as though those should be placed around your home for extra protection, because you know what? It's not the world it used to be. They're coming out with new technology to take our gifts from us, and so we need to be able to combat that in whatever ways we can. Thanks all for listening. We'll see you next week.